Yo, what's going on, guys? It's the Ronaldo Recap here, back with a brand new video. And in today's episode, I just wanted to talk about Ronaldo's last two games. Long story short, Ronaldo provided in both games. However, they weren't the most convincing Juventus performances. Against AC Milan, I believe that was just another league match, but however, it was an important one that they should have deserved to win. So I believe at that time, Juventus were 2-0 up and they managed to squander their lead. There was some shocking defense by Juventus, and that's what led to those goals. You can't blame Ronaldo on that match. Now, when it comes to the next game, Ronaldo's performance wasn't the best, but he did still manage to score two penalties. People might immediately look to the fact that they were penalties and call him Penaldo, and you know, and maybe due to his individual performance, which I actually thought he did somewhat okay with. He did play some nice passes and he did have this one nice beautiful touch, but it wasn't something convincing or at Ronaldo's best. Anyways, my point is, Ronaldo scored two penalties and that's two goals. Two goals in a game from a single player should be considered a great game. Although Ronaldo's two goals were penalties, they helped Juventus remain as league leaders, and that's a major move. I mean, at this time of the season where the season's ending, they're playing multiple games in a week due to COVID and what it's caused to the seasons, he's still providing and he's still scoring and he's still helping Juventus cross the line. Like I mentioned in my previous video, Ronaldo is a veteran at this point and he needs assistance, and that doesn't mean that Ronaldo gets the pass and the excuse to go goalless during a game, but for Ronaldo's standards, what he's doing at this age is absolutely incredible. I mean, Juventus definitely, in my opinion, should be thankful for Ronaldo and for what he's given in return to the team, to the brand. At Juventus's brand, their social media followers grew exponentially after Ronaldo signed, and now Serie A is actually under the spotlight due to Ronaldo. And it helps when people like Zlatan go back. So at the end of the day, Ronaldo still provided in both games, and it was unfortunately Juventus. I'm gonna have to blame it on the Juventus defense or the squad or entirely on not being able to secure the win. And this puts me in that spot where I don't think Juventus has what it takes to win the Champions League. Now, anything is possible. Could it happen? Yes, but I believe that it would take a Ronaldo masterclass, and Juventus somehow need to get their head in the game. Sometimes I feel like they might be an over-reliant on Ronaldo. Dybala doesn't show that. Dybala has actually been doing amazing and has been working well with Ronaldo. But sometimes I feel like they're like, oh, Ronaldo will score. Defensively, like they kind of maybe mentally taking a rest, which is leading to these, sloppy concessions. But at the end of the day, there's no excuse. And Juventus is a top-tier team that deserves to compete for the trophy. Juventus, though, has not been playing how they should be, in my opinion, under Sarri. And that's why I think Sarri is going to end up either getting sacked or they'll have to replace him, because I don't think he has what it takes to win the Champions League. Again, Ronaldo and them, they could make it happen, but I believe the chances are low. So again, I'm going to recap this one last time. Ronaldo is doing his job. Maybe not to the extent he was at Madrid. He still is playing well and is one of the best players this campaign. Sarri and the team need to get their shit together, as I believe I said in the last video. Otherwise, I don't see them winning the Champions League. But alright guys, I'm going to end it there. Thanks for watching. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I'll catch you guys in the next video. Take care. Bye.